This is TWiT.
So we have a bunch of events to cover. I think we're going to do live coverage of everything. Why not? I don't want to be look like an Apple bigot. So September 3rd, which is what, 3 days, 4 days from today, Samsung Unpacked. Now, I have to say, when you've seen an Apple event, going to a Samsung event is a little bit of a step down.
Well, no, I'm just thinking of CES where it's like, we're going to do every product from every division that has anything to do with anything that might be in a home or an apartment or held by somebody anywhere. And it's like,
those are terrible. But did you go, I bet you, Christina, because you're in New York, did you go to the last Samsung Unpacked event, the Broadway show?
Oh my God, I was just about to bring that up. That was the most amazing event ever, and not in the way that they intended it to be amazing.
That was the one where they're showing off the Galaxy S4. Oh, my nails are drying, so I don't want to touch the phone.
It worked better live than it did in person, than it did like over the web. The idea was to create like a 50s musical sort of motif on it. The problem, however, is that most of the audience who's watching, either at home and even in the audience, because they were at Radio City, doesn't understand like the fact that this was a
theatrical event.
Right, and that it was a riff on, like, you know, 50s, 60s era comedy musicals.
Right.
So it played really, really awkwardly. And then apparently Samsung changed some lines in the script, which, you know, muffled the humor a little bit more. And then they invited everyone, literally, and their brother, second cousin, and, like, you know, my best friend's, you know, boyfriend's girlfriend's brother's girlfriend, you know, from, like, it's like the Ferris Bueller line. Like, every person was there because they needed to fill up this space. The problem was that then there was like this huge bottleneck to get into the space. And then afterwards, you know, anybody who's wanting to look at the phones, you had to, you know, like, fight with 500 people, many of whom don't speak English, which is fine. But when you're trying to get in, be like, can I get a photo of this phone? It's like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to leave. It was chaotic, but it was also kind of amazing with the whole stage show thing. It was poor Bolt Chase. He really tried, but yeah.
I know, I kind of thought that people who were there might have had a different experience. Those of us watching at home didn't really get a sense of the theatricality
of the event. Being there in person, it was a lot better than looking at the live stream, but it was still, there was still awkwardness. I remember kind of turning to the people I was with and being like, is this really happening? Because it just felt so... It was just so funny and bizarre because you just don't expect that. You're just thinking, really, really? I mean, it was...
Nothing worse than bad, you know, not funny attempts to be funny, right?
Yeah.
Bad humor. I mean, here we go. Put up a little of the audio on this. This will give you an idea of how terrible this was. Can you hear my audio, John?
The new Samsung Galaxy S4.
They're not going to give you a free phone, Justin.
Not asking for one, but I thought maybe you could find out if I can transfer all from my old phone to the new Galaxy.
It's like, why am I here? Why am I watching
you
this?
You want me to stop the entire presentation just so...
And who is this guy?
You can transfer everything from your phone to the
and
Galaxy.
And why is there a car on its side on the stage?
Ryan, you can help me.
Exactly.
And on and on and on. It was just... And, you know, if you've been to an Apple event and then you see this, you go...
Look at that. That's what happens when all your bridesmaids are in Broadway shows. Awesome feature.
And you know, even if you only have two phones, you can still set up a great-sounding two-channel system.
Plus, you can adjust the volume of each device.
And you can start at the music again right from where the group play leader stopped.
And one of the coolest...
I was just checking to see if it was as bad as I remembered.
Yeah, it was.
The awesome thing to think about is what the price tag for this was.
Oh, my God.
Never mind.
And not only does group play let you share music.
So they're doing it in New York again. Is it Radio City Music Hall September 3rd?
No. So what they're doing it from Berlin, and then they are also live streaming it to China, or live streaming it to Korea, to Hong Kong, I guess, and live streaming it to New York. So that's what they've done the last two times when they've had the off-site events. So a bunch of people gather and sometimes have alcohol, sometimes don't. I hope they have alcohol this time, although it will be 8 in the morning.
8 a.m.? And you want what, Bloody Marys?
Heck yeah, man. Melissa, I mean, shoot. If I'm going to have to, like, watch through one of these things, I would at least like to have something going on, is all I'm saying.
I remember the last event, they had a very lugubrious orchestra.
Yeah.
Playing very sleepy music. It made me want to go to sleep.
Right.
And you're at 8 a.m. in the, you know, you're, I mean, I think this might put you to sleep. if they do that.
Right. Again. So they're going to have the live stream, but they're you know, getting everything out on that's the third, right? That's Wednesday. Yeah, they're going to be doing all of that, and they will also have the stream people can tune into. So they will probably also have product in New York for people there to be able to get their hands on what they did last year at IFA, and also for the Galaxy S5 event. They had satellite things where you could still touch and play with stuff, and then they had, you know, the live event from, in that case, it was in LUC.
It's too soon for an S6, right? I mean, we wouldn't see a Galaxy.
Yeah, no, this will be the Note 4. This will be the Note 4, and they pre-announced one of the watches last week, one of the new Galaxy or Gear Live watches, I guess, one of the new Gear watches.
Now, this is interesting. This is Tizen, right? This is not Android Wear.
Right.
It's a phone. You don't need a phone for it.
Exactly. They might have an Android Wear component there, too. I'm not really sure. But they're going to have the new, you know, Gear device, the Note 4. And I would not be surprised if we saw a couple of other wearables. And, you know, they just did their big tablet revamp, but they might do more tablets again, because I'm going to be honest, I like the latest high-end Samsung tablets, but they have so many various models and series, the Tab, the Note, the Tab Pro, the whatnot. Like, I don't even know what they all are. They've got like 16 various types of devices.
You know, that is the difference between Samsung and Apple. Apple picks the one best thing and says, this is all you need, just this. Don't think about anything else. Samsung says, whatever you want. We'll make it any size you want, make it any shape you want, whatever you want. And I think those are two reasonable market strategies. And, I mean, some people want choice. Well, some people want to be told what to do.
But this is also, I mean, I don't know if it's choice so much as just an overwhelming array of options. I mean, the running joke on This Week in Computer Hardware has been like, okay, so, you know, Asus has announced 34 motherboards this spring. MSI has announced 34 motherboards this spring. And it gets to the point where
sometimes it's too much.
Well, you're trying to figure out, like, why is this tablet $150 less than this tablet? Right. Is it the memory? Is it Wi-Fi? Is it G3? It's LG4. No, it's not LG. You spend a lot of time beating your head against a wall trying to figure out which one you should actually buy.